Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
Talking about if, you won the lottery tomorrow, whether or not you'd stick around Indianapolis, or would you move somewhere else? I think for the most part, everybody in this room is going to have a place here in Indianapolis,
right.
And yep. Then, you know, maybe somewhere else. Shirley on our Facebook page, she's got high hopes. Because she said that she would keep a resident here in Indianapolis, but then a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, the Rocky Mountains, a house somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, and then a cottage in England. Obviously,
jeez.
She says that she needs to win over $100 million.
Yeah, you're not going to get all that with the $1 million Hoosier Lotto. Yeah.
Good morning. You calling about this?
Yeah, in fact, I already have my speech prepared.
You have your speech prepared?
Yeah, you ready?
Yes.
The following is a list of people that can now kiss my ass.
I was going to say, it's probably his I'm out of here speech.
Right.
My brother helped me come up and word that exactly correct.
Oh, my God. That's
so
awesome.
No, I would quit instantly.
And where would you move to?
Oh, I'd probably live here, but I'd have a great big house in Mars Hill instead of one of them little tiny ones. Okay.
So you would stick around. You just wouldn't stick around your job.
You're right. Oh, yeah. I'd stay here, yeah.
All right, we had a misunderstanding that. You heard lottery and then immediately thought, I'm quitting my job. We're talking about whether or not you'd stick around here or not.
Melissa Ann says, nope, Hawaii. I hate Indiana winters.
That's the thing.
I don't think Indiana winters are that bad anymore, honestly, well, thanks to global warming.
Last winter was my first one in Indianapolis, but I mean, I lived in South Bend for 7 years, which there was like a lot greater lake effect up there because you're closer
right.
to the lake. It wasn't bad.
No.
A couple of snowfalls a year, and that was about it.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.